It's me, SpongeBob, and I'm here with a lesser-spotted promotional message. Shh, you'll wake it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sponsored message is Natural Habitat. We're very lucky. Anyway.
Microbytes, a wee fix space junk miniseries. Episode 2, Terrible Flammable Alchemy.
Hello there, and welcome
Coffee.
To...
Coffee. See my file for how I like it.
Ms. Lamb. Hello there. Can I call you...
Call me Ms. Lamb.
And what would you...
Coffee. My file has the details.
I'm sorry. The file seems to be corrupted.
No, that's how I like it.
I have a new range in this week. Coffee grown in zero gravity conditions on the other side of Ursa Minor. They say you can taste the starlight.
Can you?
What do you mean?
Can you taste the starlight?
I mean, no. I'm not equipped with taste buds. Or, if you don't fancy that, there's a heavenly new chocolate in from the Cat's Eye Nebula. We've had to get a special license to sell it, as it's mildly euphoric, but...
Why won't you serve me what I want?
Because it's certain death.
Is it?
For me it is. What if you decide you don't like it, and...
I do like it. That's why I'm ordering it. What are you so afraid of?
Bad reviews.
Really?
Well... One time, someone asked for their coffee extra hot and burned themselves and posted up a big rant about it, and I nearly got decommissioned. And that was only hot. This is... What is this? It's not coffee. It's... I'm not even sure it's liquid.
You're new, aren't you?
Well, I'm new here. I used to work more centrally, but then they moved me after that bad review.
One bad review was all it took.
It took my star rating down from a full 5 to a 4.99. And they don't allow that.
Interesting.
You know what they say. Anything less than 5 stars is failure, and failure must be punished.
Well, I would consider the vending of anything other than my chosen beverage a failure.
Oh, Bruce.
But at the same time, were someone normal to try and order this, they would potentially gravely injure themselves. So, let's compromise.
How do you mean?
You make 2 drinks for me. One of my specials and one that you choose. The best drink you can make. The thing you think I will like more than anything else. And I'll choose.
That sounds fair.
All right then. Off you go. Are you quite done?
There.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Try this one first.
I mean, it's beautiful. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
It's almost a shame to drink it.
Please drink it. Well...
It's interesting.
Oh.
I don't hate it.
Oh?
I don't love it, but it's not half bad. Quite honestly, that's about the best you are going to get from me. If it helps, this is probably the best variation on my specific coffee that I've had in a good while. You've got the hint of engine oil just right, and the fumes. They are eye-wateringly perfect. Wonderful.
You're a strange person, Miss Lamb.
I would watch who you're talking to, but I will be back again. Oh, this is the only thing that's missing.
Is that a tin cup? It's awful rusty.
I find it really adds to the depth of flavor. Keep it in your storage cabinet. I'll be back again sometime soon. There.
Oh.
5 stars.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
Don't worry about it. It would be 6, but I don't want you going anywhere.
Wait, can you do that?
Ms. Lamb speaking. Oh, for Bruce's sake, do I have to do everything myself? How hard is it to kill one little diplomat?
In the second episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Ms. Lamb was played by Vicky Barron, and Coffee was played by Sarah Ray Werner. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This miniseries was created with the kind support of our patrons. This episode is dedicated to Samantha. Visit battlebird.productions to support the show or buy merch from our store. In next week's Microbyte, we take a step back in time with an episode of socialite Samantha Trapp's mind-blowingly popular vlog, In Couture or Not Couture.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen. The moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.